Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
So joining us in the studio is business leader and business guru Hixonia Nyasulu for Boardroom 101. Hixonia has served on multiple global boards and is the perfect person to give you business advice. So this morning, we've got her back in to discuss how to surface your accomplishments humbly and authentically in this morning's episode of Boardroom 101. Good morning, Hixonia.
Good morning, Darren.
So we don't like show-offs, but surely people should be allowed to celebrate their successes. How does one do this effectively? I'm going to tell you straight off, yeah. I'm guilty of when I make an accomplishment, when I achieve a certain level of success, I'm quite the loud celebrator.
But you see, that's a difference. That's a difference because you're celebrating an accomplishment. You're not bragging about the accomplishment. It's also okay to tell people about your accomplishment. Mm. It's how you do it.
Okay.
And this episode really talks to how to do it, first of all, as we say, humbly and authentically. And it's got nothing to do with the rah-rah, I'm excited, did you hear my good news? It's got to do with how you make people feel about how you share your accomplishment. Now, there's two extremes, obviously, and both of them are not good. The one extreme is the braggart that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. The other extreme is someone who is so shy about talking about their accomplishment that it affects them negatively. That's a bad extreme because people need to know about it. But then even in that extreme, what you want them to do is not to say, I've won an award. Mm. But rather when in a conversation they talk about their work and they have people listening to how their work is making a contribution to the world or a contribution to the company. And that gets people to say, hell, you know a lot about this topic. Why is it?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a very authentic opportunity to talk about your accomplishment. Mm. Well, I wrote a paper or I wrote a book. Mm. I know so much about it. I had to research it for my book. Oh my goodness, you wrote a book about this?
Yeah.
Yes. And what's the book about? And then you talk.
See, this is where I'm bad.
And now you surface your accomplishment without saying, look at me, I've won an award.
No, I would have said, you don't remember my book? It was a top 10. It was a top 10. For 3 weeks.
And therein that's bad, comes, right? Very bad. And that's the other thing we talk about is don't use adjectives such as like, I'm the first black woman to do this. I'm the best in water polo. Yeah. Is rather talk about what you've achieved. You know, we played when I first did this, there went too many black people, but I found that, you know, I had an opportunity to get into this kind of thing. So people, let the people be the ones who use the
adjective.
And
then later, but in that conversation, I'll say to you, well, you say there weren't a lot of black people. How many black people were there? So, well, I was the only one. But I mean, you get my point.
Yeah.
Like, you were the first.
And
yes.
Let the people draw that out of you. And that's why I say, let other people talk about what you have done well and let them use the adjectives that say, wow, that is brilliant. Wow, you must be the first person to ever do that. So all you've done is you've talked about your work and in a context where it may made sense. So you didn't just walk in when we were talking about pizza and you said, well, you know, I like pizza because astronauts like pizza and I'm an astronaut. And that brings me to the next one, which is where we talk about humble bragging, which is even worse.
Mm.
This is a person who says to you, geez, I wish I could get out of this breakfast, but how do you say no to Barack Obama?
Yeah. Those people.
So those are humble braggarts, and they're even worse. Because they're trying to come across as being humble, but they're anything but.
Yeah.
Humble. And so there's a trick to surfacing your accomplishments in a manner that is authentic. And as I say, you talk about, you contribute to the conversations using your experience in a manner that gets people to say, wow, you know quite a lot about this topic. How is it that you know so much?
Yeah. So it's quite important how to surface your accomplishments humbly, but authentically.
Authentically. Exactly.
Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.
This has been Hixonia for Boardroom 101. If you missed any of today's, or if you missed today's episode with Hixonia Nyasulu, head on over to our podcast section right now, ecr.co.za. Just click on East Coast Breakfast and then share this with absolutely everyone you know who is trying to get ahead in business in any small way. And for more information on today's topic, just head on over to htothepowerofyou.com and make sure you tune in every Monday morning just after 10 to 7 for Boardroom 101.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.